This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Key Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the third shifters. Shout out to all the first responders out there protecting the city, the state, the county, the country. Salute to y'all. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people listening to bed right now as well. I know you're out there. Go ahead and get up. If you got to get up, don't be late. Go ahead and get your day started off right. But we got a lot that we got to get into this morning. Arthur Smith and the Falcons, some players along with Desmond, they spoke yesterday. We're actually going to get more into that next segment. This first segment, I need to react to the Braves making yet another move as the hot stove continues to get hotter and hotter and hotter, and the Braves continue to make moves. And it was announced yesterday by the squad that they went out. And they got a – this is the interesting part of this. He is most known as a reliever, but David O'Brien, the Braves beat reporter for The Athletic, he's actually reporting that he is more likely going to be used as a starter. So what exactly am I talking about? What are you talking about, Dylan? What we do? Who we signed? We signed Ronaldo Lopez. He is Ronaldo Lopez, they signed him to a three-year contract. Right-handed pitcher, set to make $4 million in 2024, $11 million in 2025 and 2026 seasons. The three-year deal includes an $8 million club option for 2027, so team control, something the Braves are always looking to have, and any team is looking to have, not just the Braves. They have a $4 million buyout. Lopez has agreed also to donate 1% of his salary to the Atlanta Braves Foundation. Very nice of the young man. Lopez, 29, pitched for three teams in 2023, combining to post a 3-7 record with a 3.27 ERA, 24 earned runs on 66 innings pitched. Over 68 appearances between the White Sox, the Angels, and the Guardians. He was last with the Guardians. He fanned a career best 11.3 batters per nine inning, striking out 83 in 66 frames and collecting six saves. Opponents batted just 188 against his fastball last season, and his 98.2 average mile per hour on the pitch ranked in the 96th percentile in baseball. So he's a flamethrower. He got that thing on him. He got that cannon on him. Got that good arm on him. And again, David O'Brien said they might use him more as a starter instead of out in the bullpen. I'm not completely sure about that. I don't know if that will actually happen, but I have no reason to not believe David O'Brien. He's a very good source as well. So if he believes that he might be using more of a starter role, then I could see it. And again, this is a guy who has got the fastball. He's got the flamethrower. And we obviously know The Braves love a good flamethrower. What's up, Spencer Strider? So this will, again, add to that arsenal of the Braves having guys where they can get somebody out via the strikeout. And when you get into the postseason, that is such a good thing to have. And that's such a good asset to have. And not only as a pitcher, obviously, but as a team, having guys who can come in and strike guys out. Because right now in this, obviously, home run age we are in, home run or bust age we are in this day of baseball, having a guy who can come in and strike guys out and just overpower batters with their fastball and their other pitches, I mean, that is a huge, huge get for the Braves. And again, now the question remains, all right, what's the next move coming? Because I definitely do not think the Braves are done. I have seen reports that they are going to go after the highly touted Japanese pitcher. I have to find his name again. Excuse me for not having it right on hand. But Ronaldo Lopez, though, in the A, it's official, announced by the Braves. And again, it'll be interesting to see how exactly they use him, if they do use him as a starter. Or obviously they have let a lot of guys walk and traded some guys from their bullpen. So they could definitely use him in the bullpen now to kind of start to rebolster that bullpen. Look, they still got guys in the bullpen right now, obviously, but obviously have to add a nice chunk of the bullpen back again after letting some pieces walk. So it will be interesting to see if they plan to use him out of the pen or as a starter more. And that will be something, obviously, we keep an eye on as the offseason continues on and as the season gets started. So Ronaldo Lopez, 3-year contract to join the Atlanta Braves. And again, welcome to the A, Ronaldo. We're excited to have you. And always make sure you got that thing on, you know what I'm saying? Always make sure you're ready to unload that Kenny, you feel me? Because we will definitely need it. All right. I do want to talk about the Monday Night Football game here a little bit as well, because, man, what a game that was last night. Eagles, Chiefs did not disappoint whatsoever. It looked like the Chiefs maybe, just maybe, were going to have a chance to run away with it a little bit. After they go up 17-7, then they get the ball back. But that Eagles defense comes up with some big stops, got a couple of key turnovers, and they come back and win it last night. Final score of 21-17. And obviously, one thing that everybody is highlighting is that big miss by Marquez Valdes-Scantling, dropping the potential go-ahead touchdown. And it was funny. I'm going to tell you a quick story. So obviously, my girlfriend is an Eagles fan. Shout out to Simone one time. So we were watching the game at a Eagles bar that a lot of Eagles fans like to congregate at and watch the game at. So we're watching the game there, and obviously the whole bar is hyped after the Eagles win. So we're on the way back home, and Simone is talking about how she called it. She knew that in order for the Eagles to be able to beat the Chiefs, it had to be by the grace of God, because she was like, oh, you know, we made some good plays defensively and we did some good things. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs still kind of beat themselves with that drop. And, you know, I was trying to talk her like, you guys made some great plays. You guys did some good things, which they did. They got some big stops, got some key turnovers, the Kevin Byard interception. Then they got the fumble. So they definitely made some great plays. But at the end, she knew, she was like, they're going to have a chance at the end, and it's going to depend on whether they make that play or not. And they didn't. So she was a little bit of a prophet there when it comes to that. But I mean, still, holding this Chiefs offense, which again is not the Chiefs offense of past with, you know, Tyreek Hill. Obviously, they still got Travis Kelce. But holding this Chiefs offense, because with Patrick Mahomes, you're going to be able to score points, point blank, period. So holding this offense with Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Isaiah Pacheco, and the others, I mean, holding them to 17 points is really, really good. And they did not score at all in the second half. And I saw a stat on the broadcast last night. The Chiefs only have 53 second-half points. That's the lowest in the NFL. So this is a Chiefs team that has already not been good scoring in the second half, and that came up to bite them again last night, not scoring a single point in the second half, while the Eagles got 14 points in the second half and got the W. Again, 21-17. Eagles defeat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl 57 rematch. But, oh, and I'm seeing now on the screen, that was the third time Kansas City has been shut out in the second half this season. That's obviously the most in the NFL. And last night was their first game with multiple red zone turnovers since 2021. We know that's how you lose. Red zone turnovers are absolute killers. And they are not only, obviously, are they, you know, do they not help you, but they're deflating as well. I mean, just you think you're going to go score and then you turn the ball over. I mean, that is absolutely deflating if you're an offense and a defense, too. You think your offense is going to help you put some points up on the board. And especially for this Chiefs defense, it's not like they let the Eagles run all over them and, you know, just come. And it's not like they let the Eagles drop a 40 burger on them. So they had them right where they wanted them a lot of times, too. The Chiefs defense did, but just not able to hold serve. And that Eagles offense will wear you down. Running the ball with DeAndre Swift, who has some explosive runs. Then, obviously, they had the clutch deep shot to Devontae Smith that got him down to the one towards the end. They got hit with a couple of tush pushes. The Chiefs did. And that'll wear you down as well. So that Eagles offense, they know how to wear you down. And unlike the Chiefs, they are, I feel like, a really good second half team. I don't have any numbers right in front of me, but anytime I have seen a game or watched a game with Simone, I feel like they do a lot of second half scoring, or at least a fair amount of second half scoring. So, again, they scored 14 in the second half last night. So that Eagles defense, point being, they know how to wear you down and they know how to get to you as the game goes on, and they know how to make you crack once they've worn you down with some runs, with some tush pushes. They hit you with a play action pass or a deep shot to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And just like that, it's, ooh, they're dropping 14 points on us this half, or they're dropping 21 points on this half, or however many it is. But either way it goes, these are still going to be two teams at the end that are right there. NFC, AFC championship, possibly another. That could have been another Super Bowl preview. Not only a Super Bowl rematch, but a Super Bowl preview, because, I mean, both of these teams have what it takes to get to the Super Bowl, and not only get there, but win it, obviously. So we could have seen another Super Bowl preview, and maybe we get indeed a Super Bowl 57 rematch in Super Bowl 58. So we will obviously see when we get there, but not a lot of, I mean, there are some definitely teams standing in the Eagles and the Chiefs' way. In the NFC, you got the 49ers. The Lions have become a definitely formidable threat. I think the Lions and the 49ers are probably their top two biggest challenges as of right now. In the AFC, obviously the Ravens are playing very well. The Bengals, if they can just get in the dance, we know they have the experience and they can get it done. So we'll see who comes out on top. But, again, that definitely could have been a Super Bowl preview in itself. All right. When we come back about 5 minutes from now, we'll let you hear from Arthur Smith, some Falcons players and let you hear Arthur Smith say it himself. Desmond Ridder is the starter going forward. It's the right thing. I explained why yesterday, but we'll continue to let you hear from Arthur Smith and some Falcons. Desmond Ridder, too. It's all next. 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all the first responders out there protecting the city, the state, the county, the country. Salute to y'all. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening to bed right now as well. The Atlanta Falcons, they are preparing for the New Orleans Saints. That's right. It's hate week. It's Aints all week long. And as the Falcons start to get you or start to get ready to take on the New Orleans Aints, by the way, it's going to be right here in the friendly confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and you can hear the game right here on 92.9 The Game, the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. So if you didn't know, I'll go ahead and give you the rundown real quick. Pre-game coverage, just like usual, starting at 9 a.m. with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. That'll go from 9 to 11 at 11 o'clock. The Wade Ford Tailgate Show will hand things off to the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network and the Falcons Radio Network pre-game show with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson. By the way, Wade Ford, believe it will be John Fricke, Joe Patrick, Harper LaBelle. Wade Ford Tailgate Show, and then the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network pregame show. Like I told you, Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson. And then they'll take you from 11 to 1, and then 1 o'clock, you already know what it is. Wes Durham, Dave Archer. They'll bring you all the Falcons versus Aints action 1 o'clock, shortly after 1 o'clock on Sunday. So without saying, I mean, this goes without saying, this is a huge, huge game for the Atlanta Falcons. You win this one, you are back in first place. I believe you'll have sole possession, will be tiebreaker. Let me check out the exact standings, because I believe the Falcons are 4-6, and I believe The Saints are 4-5, so you would be in first place because you hold the tiebreaker over the Saints because you had the head-to-head win, and you would have the best record, obviously, in the division at 3-0 if you win on Sunday as well. And I'm double-checking that. Yep, that's what would happen. So they would be tied record-wise, but the Falcons would hold, again, the tiebreaker because they would have the head-to-head win, and they would have the best record in the NFC South at 3-0 if they win on Sunday. Now, how do they get there? Obviously, they have to be up better in a lot of areas, starting with the quarterback position. And Arthur Smith, as we all know, talked to the media yesterday, and we all know he announced Desmond Ridder as a starter. You don't need to hear that. What you do need to hear, you need to hear why Desmond Ridder was replaced. You need to hear why he was replaced and then why they have now gone back to Desmond Ridder. And Arthur Smith talked about that yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
They happened a little bit because of the circumstances, you know, the things that went on. Certainly coming out of the second half, that Tennessee game, and just kind of seeing where everything we're at. That's why it's not just one thing. He's done a lot of good things. I think clearly you could see when everybody that was there watched Arizona how prepared he was and played very confident. Like I said, he wanted the ball in his hands, and we've got a lot of confidence in Dez going forward. But really for all of us, you know, wherever the bye falls and just the timing in our season, I think it's been very beneficial to all of us.
I believe so, too. I think the bye week fell really at the perfect time for the Falcons because, again, it seemed like they just needed a reset. They go on a three-game losing streak, three games that they really should have won. And it was just time for them to be able to reassess, as Arthur Smith and the players talked about, and really take some time to look within and be able to be like, hey, what are we doing here? And why is what we're doing not giving us the results that we want? So it was a really good time for them to just take a step back, take a breath, reassess, and figure out how they fix this and right the ship moving forward. Because, again, everything they still want to accomplish is in front of them. That's why I don't understand everybody who, again, I get the frustration of why you would be upset with Arthur Smith and why you would be ready for some changes there. I'm telling you, they aren't coming this season unless, again, you've heard, you've read the report, we've talked about it here, unless something crazy happens and the team just absolutely falls all the way apart. It's not happening. He's going to be here next year. And again, everything the Falcons want to accomplish, they can still accomplish. They can still win the division. They can still host a playoff game. Like, there is nothing that is off the table for them. So you just have to keep that in mind. But trust me, I get it. It's frustrating. I'm frustrated with you because it feels like the Falcons should have a way better record than what they do. Feels like they've let way too many games go by the wayside when they were so good at winning one possession games last year. So I get the frustration, trust me, but there is still time to right this ship, and I have a good feeling the Falcons will right it. But we were speaking about Desmond Ridder. One way he will help the Falcons right the ship, and one way he will right his own ship is obviously not turning the ball over anymore. And Arthur Smith talked about that, talked about Desmond Ridder's turnovers, and, you know, was that the main reason for him being benched? Was that a key component in why they wanted to try Taylor Heinicke out for a couple of games? Here's what Coach Smith had to say.
You got to look at them all. You know, if there's a common theme, what's happening? You know, if the ones that happen in the pocket, different than the ones, obviously, you know, when you're pushing the ball on the field, or, you know, it's not just all on one player either. I mean, obviously you're in control of the football every play, so that's kind of the nature of the position, but there's other things that go on, and so you're looking for any kind of patterns and things that we can do better. I mean, the small sample size of the ones I think you saw him running the football, and that's just small fundamentals. It's that last mile, or the, you know, if you're going to run with the football, which a lot of quarterbacks do now, same fundamentals that have always mattered. They still matter. Ball security, those are things that win or lose football games.
Ball security, definitely one of the things that win or lose football games. And you saw in the Arizona game when Desmond ran in for that touchdown, he was extra careful when he got close to that goal line. He remembered. He remembered what happened. So you see that Desmond is still learning, and he's learning from his mistakes. I can't recall a time where Desmond has made the same mistake twice necessarily. Now, look, interceptions are going to happen, and, you know, you can say that was the same mistake twice, whatever. Not really, but not counting interceptions, it seems like Desmond Ridder hasn't made the same mistake twice. And even with interceptions, I mean, it still seems like he hasn't made the same mistake twice. Seems like the reasons and the reasoning for the interceptions all weren't the same thing on the interceptions that he has this year. But obviously for Desmond Ridder, he's got to limit the turnovers, limit the fumbles, and just limit the turnovers overall. So that's going to be a key component for this offense to keep on humming. Obviously, they have to continue to get the running game going and just at times not get in their own way, whether it's with penalties or getting too cute with the ball, getting too cute with the play calling. They just have to find to not get in their own way and just stick to their bread and butter while also mixing in some deep shots. Just sometimes you got to keep it simple, stupid. And I think that's what the Falcons need to continue to do coming out of the bye week and against the New Orleans Saints. So this defense, what does this defense have to do? Because, again, while they have been really good for most of the season, there is definitely some blame to go on the defense because, I mean, look, Desmond Ridder led them last game against Arizona, led them on a go-ahead touchdown drive. He led the Falcons offense on a go-ahead touchdown drive. Defense, though, couldn't get Kyler Murray down when they needed to the most. Couldn't get Josh Dobbs down when they needed to the most. So defense definitely has some things they need to work on. And one of the main things that they said they need to work on, this is Bud Dupree, by the way, he talked about how the defense just needs to bring their savage back.
No, man, just bring the savage back out, man. Bringing the helmet back out, making sure everyone out here, you know, playing like dogs, playing like savages. Each person beside you has got to be wanting to be better than the person on the field with you. So, you know, collectively as a unit, you know, if we all want to be great across the board, that's only going to make us play better, feed up each other's energy. You know is what about what we do and not what a person across us does, and the team described that way.
Bring the savage back, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see it. I'm ready to see that savage come back, but Brad Dupree, bring that savage back out of the Falcons defense. I love it. Need the savage back. Yes, sir, we sure do. Let's get that savage back. So, obviously, bring the savage back is one of the things the Falcons defense needs to do to continue to be successful. Obviously, you can always create more turnovers. That always will help. But when they do take on some mobile quarterbacks, and they will face one not in Derek Carr, but in Taysom Hill at times. But it should be, in my opinion, pretty obvious when Taysom Hill is in there that it could potentially be a quarterback run. I'm sure they'll play it, but they will let Taysom Hill throw the ball. Trust me, he started against us one year where he was the quarterback and he threw the ball a few times and he had some touchdown passes as well. I think he had two. It was the year they had, I don't know if Jameis was there yet, but it's when they had, it was Taysom and Teddy Bridgewater because Drew Brees was hurt for that year. So either way it goes, obviously they have to be careful when Taysom Hill gets there because he can run with the ball and they do like to use him as a runner at the quarterback spot. So that's something they'll definitely have to keep their eye on as well, because it does seem like they, you know, had a couple of issues as of late when it comes to these mobile quarterbacks with Josh Dobbs and obviously Kyler Murray their last game. So how does Arthur Smith feel about the quarterback position, since we're speaking about it, but not Taysom Hill, talking about Derek Carr? He was talking about how Derek Carr makes this Saints team, makes this Saints offense different, and here's what Coach had to say on that.
Yeah, I think there's some things that they've leaned into. You know, he's had a lot of success in the league, and they obviously invested heavily in him, and they know that Jameis has been a, you know, productive player too. I think there's some things that they've evolved on offensively. I think that happens in every season. You may start out trying to do this, and then you've got to adjust if it's not working or if it's things just start to trend. I mean, I think you look at every season, they have four lifespans. You want to break them into quarters. And I think Derek's an extremely smart player. They got good skill, good players around him. They got a veteran O-line. Certainly, you're not going to trick him too many times. He's seen a lot of looks in this league.
Yeah, veteran quarterback that, again, like Coach Smith has said there, not going to trick him. He's seen a lot. So at this point, it's just about going out, executing. Obviously, if they can put pressure on him, put some pressure on him, put that heat on him. Like Bud Dupree, bring that savage back out. Let's see some of that savage against the Aints. No better time to bring some savage out than Hate Week and Aints Week. So hopefully we get a little bit of that from the Falcons defense. All right, when we come back, we'll continue our Falcons conversation, continue to let you hear from some players. Desmond Ridder as well, being one of those. Drake London. So we'll continue our Falcons conversation as we're looking towards the Aints. We'll do it in five right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kids Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Taking a look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Appreciate you hanging out this morning. Also, I do want to mention this. I'll be remiss if I didn't mention this. Shout out to all the listeners who came out to and were a part of the first annual 92.9 The Game Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. It was at Eagle Watch Golf Club yesterday. Shout out to Eagle Watch Golf Club for having us there. Shout out to Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid Billy, who we'll talk to here in a little bit. Shout out to him for being a huge part of getting this event together. He pulled a lot of strings, made a lot of deals behind closed doors. Nothing illegal, obviously, by the way. The way I said it may have sounded a little shady, but everything was done legally, but no, in all seriousness, shout out to Chabot and everybody here at the station who helped put this event together. Everybody, obviously, for being there. And shout out to you, the listener, for being there yesterday, hanging out with everybody, playing golf with some of your favorite personalities and hosts. So Hope everybody that was in attendance yesterday had an amazing time and hopefully didn't do half bad at golf. So obviously we'll talk to the morning shift and see how things went for them yesterday at the first annual 92.9 The Game Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic out there at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. But we'll talk about that here in around 15 minutes or so, give or take a couple of minutes. But I do want to continue our Atlanta Falcons conversation that we were having. And I do want to let you hear from Desmond Ridder for sure, because he talked about something big. Obviously, cat's out of the bag. Desmond Ridder was benched. It was a benching, not just him getting hurt and having to sit and then keeping out for precautionary reasons. He was benched for Taylor Heinicke. What have you learned, Desmond? What have you learned from this experience? How have you reflected? What have you taken away from this benching? Desmond Ridder talked about how he has reflected from the benching, what he's learned from it, and he talked about that yesterday with the media. Here's Desmond Ridder on reflecting and having reflected since his benching.
You get a different perspective of not only yourself, but, you know, as the offense as a whole. Sometimes I feel like, whether it's practice or whatever, we lacked energy, so we got to keep energy up and practice energy up all throughout the game. And then looking at myself, there's a lot of things that I could have went back and done better. Obviously, could have protected the ball, but there's a lot of situations that could have led you to not get in those situations, whether it's footwork, whether it's your reads, whether it's your progression, it doesn't matter. So just finding little ways to get better, and then ultimately at the end of the day, just staying calm back there, trusting your reads, trusting what you see, and that's going to make your play.
There you go. I like it. Trusting yourself. Obviously, the mechanical issues of footwork and things of that nature, but trusting yourself, trusting your reads. You know what you're looking at back there, Desmond. Let that thing fly sometimes, baby, or sometimes pull it down and don't throw that thing. But I think that is a huge, huge thing that he said there, because a lot of times it does come down to trusting yourself, trusting what you see, trusting your reads, as Desmond Ridder talked about. For a young quarterback, it's a lot of that, to be honest. I mean, how many times have you listened to a broadcast and you heard the analyst, the color commentator, talk about a young quarterback being in there and saying he's not trusting what he's seeing, he's not trusting what he's reading? Me personally, I know I've heard that a few times. Countless times. So that is a big deal. So being able to trust what you see, trust your reads, and let that guy fly sometimes. Let it go. Let the ball go. Obviously, you got to be smart with it. You got to be smart with the football, take care of the football. But sometimes you also got to let that thing fly, baby. So it's just good to hear Desmond Ridder talk about trusting his reads more and knowing that that's something that he needs to do, something that he needs to improve on. So that is refreshing to hear from Desmond Ridder. One thing I also want you to hear from Desmond Ridder, of course, we got to let you hear Ridder talking about the Aints and how that's his focus and how he's putting all his energy and everything, obviously, into the New Orleans Aints game. And here's what he had to say about the team from NOLA.
Yeah, obviously, huge division game, huge division opponent. One thing for us is obviously just stay on track, being able to get up there and not get in the second and longs, not get in the third and longs, stay ahead of the sticks, keep the ball moving forward, and try to, neglect that the self-penalty, the self-infliction that may happen, throughout a game, and try to stay ahead of the sticks.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you got to do all those things first and foremost. And again, going a little deeper into that because, of course, you ain't expecting me to get too deep into the game plan or really not into the game plan at all. But I really just want to see the Falcons continue to get back to their roots, continue to stay that physical team that likes to run the football, that is going to hit you in the mouth, that's going to bring the fight to you. And be a team that is going to work off their run. And I think they still want to do that. It's just at times, again, the play calling is a little bit suspect. It's a little bit questionable. And I just hope that, again, with everybody, Arthur Smith included, having a week to assess themselves internally and self-reflect on how this season has gone and what they've been able to do, what needs to be better, what they can build on, what needs to maybe be thrown out. I just hope that they keep it a little bit more simpler in the play calling. Again, some of that complexity is good, but some of it is just doing too much sometimes. So I just hope they find that right balance of, you know, complexity and also simplicity at the same time. Tough balance. That's a tough balancing act for sure, and it's a lot easier for me as a radio host who's never played the game of football at a high level. I played in eighth grade, you know, put some respect on my name, but never played at a high level. It's easier for me to say that than it is for the Falcons to go out there and do it. But obviously, we will see what comes about and what the Falcons have learned and what they have corrected. We'll find all that out on Sunday, and we will continue to get you ready for the game tomorrow. By the way, quick programming note as we have to start to talk about this. I will be in Wednesday, and then we'll be you'll be hearing from different voices the rest of the week. Obviously, Thursday being Thanksgiving, Friday being Black Friday. Your boy will be gone the rest of the week, but we'll be back Monday. But we still got tomorrow to look forward to, and we still got a little bit of this show to look forward to as well, because the morning shift is coming up next, and we'll hand things off to them. Rob Tribble in for Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson here with me in the Kia Studios as well. We'll hand things off to them and wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll do it here in a few minutes. Right after this on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Look at the top local sports stories with the Hometown Take.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. Appreciate you hanging out this morning. Also, I do want to mention this. I'll be remiss if I didn't mention this. Shout out to all the listeners who came out to and were a part of the first annual 92.9 The Game Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. It was at Eagle Watch Golf Club yesterday. Shout out to Eagle Watch Golf Club for having us there. Shout out to Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid Billy, who we'll talk to here in a little bit. Shout out to him for being a huge part of getting this event together. He pulled a lot of strings, made a lot of deals behind closed doors. Nothing illegal, obviously, by the way. The way I said it may have sounded a little shady, but everything was done legally. But no, in all seriousness, shout out to Chabot and everybody here at the station who helped put this event together. Everybody, obviously, for being there. And shout out to you, the listener, for being there yesterday, hanging out with everybody, playing golf with some of your favorite personalities and hosts. So hope everybody that was in attendance yesterday had an amazing time and hopefully didn't do half bad at golf. So obviously we'll talk to the morning shift and see how things went for them yesterday at the first annual 92.9 The Game Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic out there at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. But we'll talk about that here in around 15 minutes or so, give or take a couple of minutes. But I do want to continue our Atlanta Falcons conversation that we were having. And I do want to let you hear from Desmond Ridder for sure, because he talked about something big. Obviously, cat's out of the bag. Desmond Ridder was benched. It was a benching, not just him getting hurt and having to sit and then keeping out for precautionary reasons. He was benched for Taylor Heinicke. What have you learned, Desmond? What have you learned from this experience? How have you reflected? What have you taken away from this benching? Desmond Ridder talked about how he has reflected from the benching, what he's learned from it, and he talked about that yesterday with the media. Here's Desmond Ridder on reflecting and having reflected since his benching.
You get a different perspective of not only yourself, but, you know, as offense as a whole. Sometimes I feel like, you know, whether it's practice or whatever, we lacked energy, so we got to keep energy up at practice, energy up all throughout the game. And then looking at myself, there's a lot of things that I could have went back and done better. I could have protected the ball, but there's a lot of situations that could have led you to not get in those situations, whether it's footwork, whether it's your reads, whether it's your progression, it doesn't matter. So just finding little ways to get better, and then ultimately at the end of the day, just staying calm back there, trusting your reads, trusting what you see, and that's going to make your play.
There you go. I like it. Trusting yourself, obviously the mechanical issues of footwork and things of that nature, but trusting yourself, trusting your reads. You know what you're looking at back there, Desmond. Let that thing fly sometimes, baby, or sometimes pull it down and don't throw that thing. But I think that is a huge, huge thing that he said there, because a lot of times it does come down to trusting yourself, trusting what you see, trusting your reads, as Desmond Ridder talked about. For a young quarterback, it's a lot of that, to be honest. I mean, how many times have you listened to a broadcast and you heard the analyst, the color commentator, talk about a young quarterback being in there and saying he's not trusting what he's seeing, he's not trusting what he's reading? Me personally, I know I've heard that a few times. Countless times. So that is a big deal. So being able to trust what you see, trust your reads, and let that guy fly sometimes. Let it go. Let the ball go. Obviously, you got to be smart with it. You got to be smart with the football, take care of the football. But sometimes you also got to let that thing fly, baby. So it's just good to hear Desmond Ridder talk about trusting his reads more and knowing that that's something that he needs to do, something that he needs to improve on. So that is refreshing to hear from Desmond Ridder. One thing I also want you to hear from Desmond Ridder, of course, we got to let you hear Ridder talking about the Aints and how that's his focus and how he's putting all his energy and everything, obviously, into the New Orleans Aints game. And here's what he had to say about the team from NOLA.
Yeah, obviously huge division game, huge division opponent. You know, one thing for us is obviously just stay on track, being able to get up there and not get in the second and longs, not get in the third and longs, stay ahead of the sticks, keep the ball moving forward, and try to, you know, negate that the self-penalty, the self-infliction that may happen, you know, throughout a game, and try to stay ahead of the sticks.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, you got to do all those things first and foremost. And again, going a little deeper into that because, you know, of course, you ain't expecting me to get too deep into the game plan or really not into the game plan at all. But I really just want to see the Falcons continue to get back to their roots, continue to stay that physical team that likes to run the football, that is going to hit you in the mouth, that's going to bring the fight to you. And be a team that is going to work off their run. And I think they still want to do that. It's just at times, again, the play calling is a little bit suspect. It's a little bit questionable. And I just hope that, again, with everybody, Arthur Smith included, having a week to assess themselves internally and self-reflect on how this season has gone and what they've been able to do, what needs to be better, what they can build on, what needs to maybe be thrown out. I just hope that they keep it a little bit more simpler in the play calling. Again, some of that complexity is good, but some of it is just doing too much sometimes. So I just hope they find that right balance of, you know, complexity and also simplicity at the same time. Tough balance. That's a tough balancing act for sure, and it's a lot easier for me as a radio host who's never played the game of football at a high level. I played in eighth grade, you know, put some respect on my name, but never played at a high level. It's easier for me to say that than it is for the Falcons to go out there and do it. But obviously we will see what comes about and what the Falcons have learned and what they have corrected. We'll find all that out on Sunday. And we will continue to get you ready for the game tomorrow. By the way, quick programming note as we have to start to talk about this. I will be in Wednesday, and then we'll be you'll be hearing from different voices the rest of the week. Obviously, Thursday being Thanksgiving, Friday being Black Friday. Your boy will be gone the rest of the week, but we'll be back Monday. But we still got tomorrow to look forward to, and we still got a little bit of this show to look forward to as well, because the morning shift is coming up next, and we'll hand things off to them. Rob Tribble in for Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson here with me in the Kia Studios as well. We'll hand things off to them and wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the Hometown Take. We'll do it here in a few minutes. Right after this, on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.